Banner's Italian Bomb presents the First Nighter program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast. Theater time, Broadway. Once again, you're invited to attend the opening night performance of a new play in the little theater off Times Square. All theaterland thrills to those magic words, opening night. It's a supreme moment for the producer. It's the acid test for the author and the actors. They're all wagering their time and talent on their ability to please the public taste for entertainment. Will they succeed tonight? Will this new play be the sensation of the season? Well, there's one thing we do know. We don't want to miss any of the excitement, so let's get underway. Here's my cab. Won't you step in and we'll start for the theater. Off Broadway, across 42nd Street, beating to the rhythm of commerce in the daytime and to the gaiety of nightlife after sundown, and on just a short distance to the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Look, is that Mrs. Roosevelt going in the door?
Hey, that looks like Rachel Cruz.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you the box.
Thank you. We'll go right in.
Sales in our box with a minute or two before the play begins. I see that the title of tonight's play is Three Who Face Death, another original by Addison Simmons. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. In the star parts are Barbara Luddy and Les Tremaine. Mr. Tremaine is cast as Paul, a young professor of psychology. Miss Luddy is to play the role of Mary, a young lady whose life is endangered by an unexpected set of circumstances. As usual, there's an all-star cast. And now, here is Eric Segerquist with his famous orchestra, Before First Curtain. First curtain, the house lights are out, and here's the play.
Hello?
Hello, Madden.
Yeah. Go ahead, Whitey.
Madden, I got the dame.
Yeah? Where?
Up in Loganville.
Well, what did you do?
I didn't do nothing. I'll put the finger on him for you, but that's all I'll do, and you know it.
Okay. I'll take care of her myself. Where do I find her?
Boss, there's something happened to her.
Yeah? What do you mean?
Well, I think she's gone out of her head. She pulls up the car right down on the main street, and she gets out. She walks right by me, looking kind of dazed-like, see? She looks straight at me, but she don't recognize me. And she ain't forgetting me that quick, unless something's wrong with her brain.
Sure, sure, that's amnesia.
What's that?
That's what you get when you're scared stiff. Where is she now?
She's parked in front of our house, just on the outside of town. I'm falling from a drugstore. I can see her from here.
Yeah? What's your address?
Connor Smith and Dean.
Right. I'll catch a plane. I'll be up there in half an hour.
Okay, but when you get here, I'm beating it.
Okay. Goodbye.
Well, son, I'm glad you made me get out and take a walk.
We both need it, Dad. Psychology books and psychology classes. If I didn't have my walk every night, I'd need to be looked at by a psychologist myself.
I must join you more often, son.
Dad, there's a car in front of the house. A roadster.
Who's in it?
Dad. That's Mary.
No.
It is, Dad. Come on. Mary. Mary, honey.
It is Mary.
Mary, Mary, you've come back home.
Madden.
Mary, come on. Get out of the car.
Madden.
Paul, there's something wrong. Mary, what's the matter?
Madden.
Bring her inside, Paul. Yes. Come on, dear. Come in the house.
I'm afraid.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Come on, dear. Open the door, Dad.
Come in, Mary.
I'm afraid.
But there's nothing to be afraid of. Your home, Mary.
In the living room, Pa.
Yes.
I've got to get away.
Sit down there, dear. That's it.
I've got to get away.
What's the matter, Mary?
Mary?
Son, this is amnesia.
Mary, listen to me. Do you know who I am?
Don't know.
Dear, listen. You've had some trouble and you've come home. Everything's going to be all right now.
Yes, dear. Paul and I will see that everything's all right.
Paul?
Son, I think she'd better get some rest first. She looks worn out.
All right, then. Come along, Mary. You're going to get some sleep.
Sleep? I'm afraid.
Well, if you could only tell us what you're afraid of, Mary. Come on, try.
I don't know.
Who would that be? You stay with her, Dad. I'll go.
All right, son. Now, don't cry, Mary. Don't.
Good evening. Come in.
Yeah.
Who are you? What do you want?
I want my wife.
Your wife? Mary?
Yeah, Mary. Where is she?
What is it, Paul? Something wrong?
Dan, this man says he's Mary's husband.
That's what I said.
Just a minute. Who are you?
I said I'm Mary's husband. Isn't that good enough?
Dad, I know who this man is.
Oh, yeah?
Dad, take a good look at him. He's that gangster. You've seen his picture in the paper any number of times.
Why? Yes. Madden.
That's right. Now, where's my wife?
Madden, I don't believe Mary's your wife. And you're not going to see her.
I tell you, she is my wife, and I want to see her right now.
Mr. Madden, let me tell you something about Mary. She was born and raised in this town. She was an orphan, and I raised her here in this house, a member of my own family.
So what?
Mr. Madden, Mary loved my son. This is my son. She went away to the city for a singing career. When she had enough of it, she was coming home to marry my son.
Oh, don't bother to tell him, Dad.
Just a minute, Paul. Madden, Mary didn't go to the city to mingle with such as you, let alone marry you.
Listen, White Whiskers. In my day, I've smacked down plenty of guys for talking back to me.
Yes, and we know just how you smacked them down. With a gun.
You better look out how you talk. Nobody ever proved I used a gun on anybody.
We know all about that, too. You've been tried for murder 3 times, but you shake off a murder charge like a duck shakes off water.
You know all about me, don't you?
All I want to know. Dad, phone for the police. I'll see that he stays where he is.
Well, now, ain't he the brave boy, though? Listen, White Whiskers. Before I came in here, I cut your telephone wires. So don't bother trying to telephone.
Madden, this will get you exactly nothing.
Yeah.
Mary, get back in there.
I'm afraid alone.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be afraid anymore, Mary. I've come to take you back home.
Home? Who are you?
Now, Mary, don't tell me you don't know your little Danny, Mary.
Mary?
She, poor kid, she's sick talking like that.
She's sick, all right. And unless I'm mistaken, you know what she's sick about.
Yeah? What does that crack mean?
Suppose you tell me.
All right, smart guy. Maybe I will tell you.
I thought you could. Mary, please go back in there and close the door.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, gents. You wanted it, or you'll get it. Mary's got a good reason for being like she is. You know why?
Why?
Because she croaked a guy, that's why. And she got this way from the shock of it.
I don't believe it.
Nor do I. No, of course you don't. But I'm a guy that knows.
Madden, none of these lies will get you anything. Mary is not leaving here.
Is that so? Well, okay. And I'm not leaving either, see? She's my wife, and if she stays, I stay. Get it?
Down in the first act, tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Cloaking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
are hurrying down the aisle to their seats. The lights are dimmed, and here's the second act of Three Who Face Death.
Come in, Dad. Where's Matty?
In the living room. How's Mary? Asleep?
No, just lying there with her eyes closed. She speaks now and then. Mumbles.
Son, what are we going to do? What if Madden is married to her?
You don't believe that, Dad.
After all, we don't know. It's so many months since Mary wrote to us.
Dad, she couldn't marry a man like that. She wouldn't.
She wouldn't want to. But a man like that gets what he wants with threats. Paul, shouldn't one of us try to get out of the house and drive down for the police?
No. This isn't a job for the police yet, Dad.
But why not, son?
Because I want to know first the real cause of Mary's amnesia.
But what can we do, Paul? Can we just sit and wait?
No, we won't just sit and wait. Dad, you remember the Langendorf treatise on hypnotism?
Part of it, yes. Why?
Do you remember he tried hypnotism to cure amnesia?
Paul, yes.
I'm going to try it, Dad.
Of course, Paul.
It may work. It's worth trying.
Yes, son, you must try.
Lock the door.
All right, Paul. Go ahead.
Yes. Mary. Mary, are you awake?
Mary.
Mary. Come, dear. Get up.
Get up?
Yes, that's it. I want you to sit right here.
Sit here?
Just sit there and relax. Dad, light one of those candles.
Yes, Paul.
Put it on the mantle and turn off the other lights. Now, Mary, look here.
Mary.
I'm going to help you. I want you to trust me, dear. I want you to do exactly as I say. I want you to sit there and relax and fix your eyes on the flame of that candle.
Candle.
That's it. Keep looking. Looking.
Looking.
Mary, in that candlelight, in that yellow flame, is peace. Sleep.
Sleep.
You're going to sleep, Mary. A sweet, deep sleep. You're going to rest.
Rest.
You will go to sleep. Sleep. And when you wake up, all your troubles will be gone. Now sleep. Sleep. No more amnesia. You remember everything. Your name, everything. You'll do all this because I tell you, Mary. Because it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to wake up. You're going to wake up. All right, wake up. Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
She's awake. Mary.
Paul.
Dad, the lights.
Paul, Father, what am I doing here?
Mary, how do you feel?
Paul, how did I get here?
You've been a victim of amnesia.
What?
You came here because you knew we'd help you. Now you tell us what the trouble is. You tell us about Madden.
Madden? How do you know about Madden?
Madden's here in this house, Mary.
Here?
He followed you here.
Where is he?
In the living room. He wants to take you away.
Oh, no.
He said you were his wife.
That's not true. I don't even know him. It's not true.
He knew it wasn't true, Mary.
Paul, Madden came here to kill me.
To kill you?
Yes. I saw him shoot a man. I saw him commit murder.
Murder? You saw it?
Yes, in the street. I walked around the corner just as he did it.
Did Madden see you?
Yes. There was another man, too. He hollered out, Madden, the girl saw you. And then I ran back and got into my car, and Madden shouted, get her, and Paul, I was terrified. I drove away as fast as I could. I saw the other man get into a car and come after me.
Yes.
I remember driving a few blocks, terrified, and then I don't remember anymore.
That's when amnesia struck you, dear. You drove home instinctively.
But if Madden's here, he'll kill me, Paul.
Paul, we've got to have him arrested. Other people have tried that, and they're dead.
Hey, open that door. What's the idea? Open the door.
Mary, listen. That's Madden.
Oh.
You've got to pretend amnesia. You're bewildered. You echo words. You're stunned. Can you do it?
Yes.
Come on, open it up.
Just a minute. Careful now, Mary.
What's the idea of locking a door?
In my own home, Madden, I intend to lock any door I please.
Yeah? You're a pretty tough customer, ain't you? Oh. Hello, Mary. How you feeling? Come on. Look up here. What are you afraid of?
Afraid?
Ah, there's nothing to be scared of. I'll take care of you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Come on now. Get your hat and coat on. I'm taking you out of here right now.
You're not taking her out of here?
Oh, yes, I am. And what's more, I got a couple of little jobs to do right here before we go.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you and your old man, Mr. Smart Guy. Just where do you think I was when you were pulling that hypnotism act? Yeah, Mary. You ain't so full of amnesia now, are you? I was outside that door listening to the whole thing. So you told what you knew, didn't you?
I didn't mean it, madam. Listen, madam, you can take me out of here. You can do what you want with me, but please let them alone.
Mary, just a minute. He's not going to take you out of here.
No? I suppose you're going to stop me.
Yes, I'll stop you.
Madam, put away that gun.
Yeah? Listen, my friends. There are three people who know that I bumped off Al Malone. Now, if you don't think I'm going to do something about those three people, you got another guess coming.
And the curtain comes down on the second act of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking downstairs or in the outer lobby, please.
Last act, and there goes the curtain.
All right, Madden. The three of us know about your latest murder. What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? What would you do if you were in my spot?
Oh, I would never be in your spot. You're a coward, hiding behind a gun.
So I'm a coward, am I?
Certainly you're a coward. Your kind is always brave with a loaded gun. Without a gun, you're the yellowest form of humanity.
That's what you say.
Madden, I've met your kind before. I've studied your type. Every line of your face spells cowardice from the weak mouth to the shifty, watery eyes. Your kind has got to have a gun to behave like a man.
Yeah? What are you trying to do? Get me to put up this gun and handle you with my bare hands?
Oh, no, no. A yellow rat doesn't give up his only source of security.
You're pretty smart, ain't you? All you got to do is make me ashamed of myself for a coward. I put up the gun and we go at it with fists. And then somebody clips me on the head from behind and it's all over. Ain't that a smart trick now?
It's certainly something a coward wouldn't risk.
Yeah? You know what, smart guy? I think I'm going to give you your wish. I think maybe it'd be fun bashing in that face of yours.
The fun's waiting for you if you want it.
Sure, I want it. But it ain't going to work out the way you think. Now, listen, all three of you. Once there were some people that turned me into the cops and figured they'd be witnesses in a nice little murder trial for me. You know, it's a funny thing, but something happened to them before they could get down to the courthouse to testify.
I thought you understood we knew all about that.
I just wanted to make sure, that's all. Well, are you still looking for a fight?
I think so.
Okay, but I'm warning you, all three of you. My gun goes in my pocket, see? And as long as it's fair fighting, it stays there. But if anybody tries any funny business, so help me, I'll plug you.
Don't worry. It'll be a fair fight.
Okay. The gun's in my pocket. Come on, fight.
Oh, don't, please.
Mary, stay back. Keep her back, Dad.
Well, I'm waiting.
Yes, and you'll get what you're waiting for. You
might. Oh, please, look out, he'll kill you.
Stay back.
Paul!
All right. Get up, if you can do it.
Paul, get up, Paul.
Yeah, get up, Paul. Come on.
Oh, Paul.
Mary, look out. Get out of the way. Madden, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, but come on and do it.
He's down. He's stunned. Quick, get his gun. I'll get it.
Paul, he doesn't move. I think he's dead.
No, he isn't dead. He's just out cold.
What do we do with him, Paul?
I don't know. Yes, I do. I know what we'll do with him.
What?
We'll finish Mr. Madden.
Paul, you can't kill him.
I'm not going to kill him. He's going to do it all himself. Give me a hand with him, Dad. I want to sit him up in this armchair.
What is it, son? What are you going to do?
I'm going to manufacture a little justice. Lift him. Come on, help me. Let's sit here. Now, sit there, Mr. Madden, and make yourself comfortable.
What are you going to do?
You'll see. Mary, turn out the lights.
Yes, Paul.
Now, we'll just swing the chair around so that Mr. Madden faces the candlelight. There, that's better.
Son, you can't hypnotize this man.
You'll see.
Paul, you know you can't hypnotize an unwilling subject.
I can if I catch him in a moment when his will is dulled.
But how?
When he begins to come to, that's the chance. If I can put him under quickly, he'll have no will to resist.
He's coming out of it, Paul.
Quiet now. Don't speak a word. I've got to work fast. Madden.
Open your eyes, Madden. That's it. Don't move. Stay just as you are. Madden, there's a light straight ahead of you. Candlelight.
That's it. Look at it.
Keep looking. Keep looking.
Yeah.
Madden, you're going back to sleep. You're going back to sleep at once. The light. The candlelight, Madden. Keep looking. Keep looking.
Yeah.
Sleep, Madden. Close your eyes. You're going to sleep. Sleep. Sleep, Madden. Yes. Madden, now open your eyes. That's it. Now look at me. That's it. Now listen. Listen to every word. Madden, I'm going to send you away from this house. It won't be your own will that takes you away. It will be my will. Because you're going to do what I say. Exactly what I say. You're going to leave this house with only one purpose ahead of you. From now on, you're going to tell the truth. You're going to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Do you hear, Madden?
Yeah.
You're going back to the city where you came from. And you're taking only one thing with you. Truth. For you, the deadly truth. There's a grand jury sitting, Madden. You'll go to them. You'll confess to the murder of Hal Malone. You'll confess to your other crimes and you'll stick to your story. You'll stick to the truth until the truth makes a finish of you. You hear me? Answer me. You hear me?
Yeah.
The truth, you understand?
Yeah.
All right. Get up. Madden, the door to the street is open. It's the door into the night. The blackest night you ever stepped into. Blackest because you carry your own doom in your own hands. I might have killed you, Madden. But I don't want even your evil blood on my conscience. I might have turned you over to the police in the regular way, but you're too slick for the regular way. And so I send you this way, to bring yourself to justice.
Yeah.
But before you go, I want you to tell me what you're going to tell those who ask you. Speak. What are you going to tell?
I killed Hal Malone. I killed Red Adams. I killed my own brother. My own brother.
Madden, take that story and the rest of it to those who want to know. Down there at the next corner, you'll meet a policeman. Tell it to him. He'll help you on your way. Now, good night, Madden. And may God have mercy on you.
Oh, Paul.
Mary, dear. Mary, don't.
Let her cry, Father. It'll do her good. Come here, Mary. Come, dear.
On another first night of success, the 419th performance in the Little Theater off Times Square. Mr. Tremaine and Miss Luddy are in front of the footlights. And now, before we move on to a smart party at an uptown supper club, remember that daylight saving time becomes effective day after tomorrow. Therefore, next Friday, if your community does not have daylight time, tune in first nighter 1 hour earlier than tonight. If your community does observe daylight savings, then tune in at the usual hour. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night.